Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good day. Welcome to the Best Life Cafe. Your host, Kathy Unella, with your other host, Tim Poma. Good morning, Tim. How the heck are you?
Good morning, good morning, and salutations. I am pretty darn good, considering I've got this little thing going on. But honestly, I feel amazing. I feel amazing.
Okay, so there's a little thing going around, and I think we think it's a summer cold, but everybody's kind of just like, I don't know, I got this little thing. And it's like, okay, is it the chemtrail? What happened here?
You know, like, yeah, I don't know.
Shoot something through the sky. Because I've talked to a lot of people who are like, I don't know, I just got this little thing going on.
And maybe it's just because as soon as, you know, the solstice hit, it jumped up to 100 degrees and we weren't ready for it.
Yeah.
And then everyone's inside with their air conditioners running and, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I feel great other than a little tickle in my throat and being stuffy.
Yeah. That's the same with me. I've really been just honoring my health, honoring my body when it talks to me. You know, if I feel like stopping and dropping, then I stop and drop. Which, being self-employed, we have the wonderful opportunity to do that. And that is like the gift, right?
That is the gift, for sure. For sure.
So we had a great weekend last weekend in Ukiah. Lots of fun events, but mostly seeing you at Concert in the Park and hearing some of our local bands play and seeing Drew up there on the drums was super cute. Shout out to
Drew.
Yeah,
shout out.
And
shout out to Tough
we
Show.
Actually had some people who were like, oh, I listen to your podcast. Hey, I listen to your podcast. Shout out Jenna who stopped me in the grass. And I just feel like I know we're doing something with this podcast because people are still listening and they come back every week and listen. And so I just want everyone to know how grateful we are to be able to shine anything into your life to help bring your light and your best life to the top. The top of your list.
Agreed.
Live your best life.
Agreed.
Yeah.
you know, along with that, I would just love to say, if you enjoyed this show, please subscribe, like, leave a comment, give us a review.
Boom.
So we can climb those lovely iTunes charts and reach higher heights together.
Side note, I just want to say that this morning when I opened my TikTok and I have morning followers, I mean, you have to get to 10. I was like, oh, I'm only 9,000 followers away from making money on TikTok. So once you get to 10,000 followers, you can solicit sponsorship. And I was like, 9,000 more. No big deal, right? So it was just a funny thought. I was like, if I could just sit home and make money on TikTok like some of these people do, like, I would do that, just so you know.
Yeah, 100%. I posted a video yesterday on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook of me doing one of my paintings in time-lapse. And honestly,
so cool.
It blew up like instantly. I had like 2,000 views like almost instantly. And I was like, oh, this is really cool.
I love that.
But then I checked it this morning and it was still at the same place it was yesterday. I was like, huh, okay, well, that's fine.
Well,
it's not
no,
about
the thing
that.
About TikTok – Well, the thing about TikTok especially is that you do get flooded with views in the first 10 to 12 hours. But I have this one TikTok that continually people keep viewing it. And I'm like, what is it about this one? I'm going to post it, I think, on my Facebook. It's about intimacy in men. And I just thought it was fascinating that of all the TikToks I've done, that was the one that has gotten the most views. It's like, except for one COVID one. It was interesting to see that how many people were interested in intimacy and what that really means, you know, and so that was cool. Yeah. Yay.
Yeah. I love it. Well, congratulations. I hope you become TikTok famous very soon.
Oh, God. That'd be awesome.
Oh, my goodness. So, excellent weekend. Shout out to Top Shelf, Arise Roots. They lit the party up at the park in Ukiah, and if you've never been to a concert in the park, it's quite an amazing thing. The community comes together in this big, lovely park surrounded by big, old oak trees, pines, and redwoods. It's just a beautiful place. So super grateful that we have somewhere like that to go, because I don't know of a lot of other communities that do things like that. And so shout out to the city of Ukiah and all the sponsors We love and appreciate you.
Amen.
Let's keep this ball rolling. So I wanted to throw out that I am even, you know, I feel amazing. And I went and had a Reiki session up in Willits, and it was the most fascinating and crazy thing I've ever experienced in my life. This lady knew things about me that I had forgot about. She's like, working on my left hand, and she's like, oh, what'd you do to your left hand? You fractured it at one point in time. I'm like, no, I didn't. And then I'm sitting there thinking, she goes, yeah, you're like gripping something. And I look at my hand, and it's gripping like I'm gripping a steering wheel. And I'm like, oh, I got in a car accident. And I went to cover my face, and I slammed my teeth into my hand.
Wow.
And she goes, yeah, you fractured it. So it went from being this tightly clenched, like, thing with my left hand to being all straight and flat. And then on my right foot, she's doing something. She's like, what'd you do to your ankle? I'm like, I don't think I did anything to my ankle. You know, I used to play soccer. And then she's sitting there. She goes, no, something happened. I'm not sure. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I fell off a ladder at my studio when I first got the place. The floors were slippery with sawdust.
Wow.
And the ladder came down and crushed I broke this really little itty-bitty bone. I'm not sure what it is. But, like, it was crazy because it wouldn't go a certain way, and she just worked it out, among other things that, like, are far beyond wildest dreams.
Esoteric, emotional.
Yeah.
Can you give us her information on the show? So we can
Her name's Hiliana, and that's about all I can give you because I was like, I'm going to talk to you about it on our podcast. She's like, that's fine. I'd love that. But she wrote me yesterday and was like, hey, please don't give out all my information. I want to write a book this summer. And I'm like, okay, cool. But amazing lady. And I would just, you know, be an advocate for anyone that is going through some emotional things, that Reiki is a very, very special thing, especially with the right master. So
100%. I love it.
So, yeah, I would definitely tell you, please go out, seek assistance for traumas, pain, whatever it is. I think that there's a lot of stuff that can be released by these great people, magical people.
Interestingly, two Reiki side notes. One is my friend Teresa Blanton in Ohio. She does distant. I've actually had her on the show before, and I've also spoke about her. But I had an experience one time, and this was back in 2018 when I was really going through some heavy duty stuff. And I remember having this vision of being, this is going to sound very crazy to everybody, but I was like in a gold plaster kind of, you know, suit around me, like gold. And it literally opened up and this new person kind of emerged at the end of my session. It was the most, it was like, what just happened? It was really, I'll never forget that experience because I felt like she lifted a layer of my shit off of me with that one. I never forgot that reading. Yeah, it was. So,
100%.
Yes, I highly recommend Reiki. And I know there is a local girl, Sarah Miles, and I think you can find her probably on Facebook. She also does Reiki, and she's right in Ukiah. And I would just give a shout out to her. I haven't had a session with her. But anybody that goes out and gets their Reiki credentials and, you know, does the work is definitely a healer. There's no question.
Yeah, I have some friends that do it here in town as well. Heather Fine and Bam Venus. And they are also amazing. They do a lot of sound healing and stuff like that, which is also a really, really awesome experience. If you've never experienced it, like you have, Kathy, at my studio that one time, it's quite amazing.
Yeah, that was a great one. That was an amazing one. So I just wanted to also come back to last week's episode. Sorry, I posted it so late. But you had talked to me. You had mentioned that you had been listening to a book called Clarity and Connection by Young Pueblo, who is actually Diego Reyes. I may or may not have a massive crush on Diego Reyes, just for the record. I kind of started crushing on him because he was so speaking to my heart. That was amazing. And I think it's one of those books that is better listened to, and two, how much I got from it and how free I felt from all the interpersonal relationship angst that I had going on in my body. It was so freeing to listen to, and really just hearing him, you know, describe what a perfect, not perfect, scratch that. He says there is no perfect relationship, but what a healthy relationship and what a healthy friendship really looks like. And it's kind of was one of those things where it's like, once you hear it, you can't unring the bell on it, because you're like, yeah, like if I don't have that, then I am not in a healthy friendship and I am not in a healthy relationship.
Absolutely. And he even talks about like coming into relationships, not being perfect, but being with a partner that is there for you to help you along that healing journey. And, you know, you having the tools to notice that that is the individual that will actually be able to guide you or assist you with that, with their support and love. And, you know, there is so many really great quotes from the book. Like, there's too many to list, and the way it's read, he's got this cadence to him that it almost makes it like poetry.
It is poetry, actually. I agree with that.
Yeah. It was just so good. I've listened to it twice thus far, and I definitely will keep it in my repertoire in case, you know, traumas, pain occur, and then I can just jump back on the train and follow through with the rest. So what were some of your favorite moments in the book, Kathy?
There's a lot, so we probably don't have time for all of them, but I will just say that one of the things that he says was that it was how important it is in relationships to understand that the other person cannot fix your emotional problem. Like, they're not in your life to, you know, they're in your life to enhance it, but they're not, you cannot expect them to fix your problems for you through the, you know, the magic of the love, you know, relationship. And he said, there's no such thing as the perfect relationship, but there are incredible relationships where mutual connection and support are incredibly profound. And one of the things he said was, sometimes it takes your heart breaking a few times for you to become independent, you know, and in important and healthy ways, because when you get your heart broke, you're wide open. You know, and then it shows you your self-worth. It shows you your wholeness, and it shows you that you can't depend on another person for love. You know, you have to find that love in yourself. So he says, use that hurt as a roadmap to your life and to the next love, and be grateful for the heartbreak. You know, like that had to happen to get you here. So. And then he also said, throw away the idea that you have to be fully healed to be in a relationship. And I talked about that last week. And I was oh, my God, like, that is so how I feel. So that's one of my takeaways.
And, you know, that is one of the quotes that I wrote down because I liked it so much. And it was interesting. I put it on last night on my drive home, and that came up, and I was like, oh, that's so gold. So the whole thing is throw away the idea that healing is forgetting. The real result is no longer triggers with the same intensity as before. The memories are still there, but they do not have the same power over your mind. And he also says that your initial reaction is usually your past trying to impose itself on your present moment. And so if you can get to the place where you're able to actually like be with yourself in those conscious moments, and look at those thoughts with that kind of perspective, like, how can we change that? What can you say that maybe is a little different? How can you alter that for the future? Because, you know, like we talked about old Kathy, new Kathy, and which still is one of my favorite things ever. You know, old Kathy would have said this. New Kathy says, I'm amazing. I'm awesome. I'm wealthy. And I love it. You know? So that's so funny. That's the first quote that you read, because that was the first one on my list.
It really hit home for me, just because I've always, you know, kind of thought in the space that I have more work to do before I can show up for someone. And he says you do have to address your unhealed pain at some point, but you want to have that partner who will just hold space for you and be ready to give you support in that area. Where it's like you come and you're like, you know, that triggered my abandonment, or that triggered my attachment. You know, like, I have these issues. And that person just sits there and says, how can we fix this for you? Rather than feeling defensive or feeling like you're talking about them when you say it, because a lot of the times in a relationship, they might trigger you, but it has nothing to do with them. It's the event that's in you that has been unresolved that is being triggered. And so that for me was a really eye-opening part of the of listening, because I was like, yeah, like that's exactly how I feel. There is stuff that I still get triggered by, but it's not you. You might have triggered me, and that gave me the gift of finding all these things out about me. Thank you. But it's, yeah, I just really, that part really hit home. And also what he said about relationships was like, give me some of this. Thank you, universe. And it said, selfless listening, calm communication, holding space for each other, strong trust, no need to control, authenticity, no need to perform for that person, rest, laughter, adventure, together, commitments are clear, flexible, no need to always be together, you're just my person.
That sounds like you just described my dream lady.
Bump, 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 bump. My heart was like exploding. I was like, bring him to me now.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad I could bring that to you and bring you so much joy and healing along the way. I found that the book had a lot of compassion and non-judgment of mm-hmm. yourself.
Yeah.
Kind of takeaways where, you know, like, love yourself. One of the quotes that I have here is, the goal is not to heal and then begin your life. The goal is to embrace healing as a lifelong journey and allow genuine connections to emerge organically along the way. And I think that's really right. Like, if we understand that we're all in the process of healing all the time and allowing that, there is so much room for growth inside there, because it's kind of like that letting go. You being okay with not being okay is okay. And allowing time, be patient. He also said something like, sometimes you need to move slowly so you can then move more powerfully. And so, like, for me, that's just like, take your time with the thing that you're feeling. Go inside, love yourself, like legitimately love yourself, forgive yourself, and muster up the strength to see that you are a powerful being and you're in charge of all of it. You have the power to move mountains, and you can do it. I believe in all of you. We believe in all of you.
Well, we believe, but, you know, he said, like, when something comes up where in a normal situation, who you were would be reactive. And he's like, I had to learn to push the pause button so that I took those moments to say, what is really going on here? And that really, for me, is something that I've been doing, because I've always been a very reactive person. Not in the last year, but prior to that, I was always very reactive. You know, and I would act quickly, and I would respond quickly, and I would text back quickly, and I would, you know, like, send these, like, five-paragraph texts. it's like I'm going to pause and say, what's really going on here? Is this my trigger? Is this have anything to do with this person? Or can I respond with love and compassion? And it says, he said, like, one of the things he said was, if you can listen without judgment with a heart full of compassion with your partner, and, you know, they're telling you what's going on, or, and he said, even so, like, if my wife comes home and I can see that she's had a hard day, like, I just sit with her and I let her tell me about it without trying to fix it for her. And then if I know that she's in a bad spot, I'll be like, in my mind, he's like, I'll just go cook dinner for her tonight. Or maybe I'll take the grocery list off her plate, or I'll go ahead and switch the laundry. And in those types of relationships, they've been together since they were 18 years old, him and his wife, which I love. And it was like, you're here for each other in many different ways, you know?
Yeah, totally. And I think that part of his philosophy is being present with that moment and not allowing the past to dictate how we react or respond to our emotional connections to another, including ourselves, obviously.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
honestly, all in all, I think the book is a great read. Even if you were to purchase it and keep it by your nightstand and flip a couple of pages a night, there's so many great juicy little nuggets inside of it that really helped me. And I was like, okay, cool. This is awesome. It's such a beautiful book.
Well, I'll be honest. After I note to anybody listening.
Be honest, Kathy.
Note to anyone coming into my life in the future who might go back and listen to my podcast. I think it's required reading. I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Like the next person that walks into my life and we start vibing, I'm going to be like, I have a little assignment for you. It's only going to take 4 hours. Listen to this book, because I think it really helps you get to know where you are and how you respond to certain situations and relationships. But it's not only about relationships, and I want to move right into the part where he talks about friendship, because when you're single, good friends are what feed your soul. And so for me, I am blessed with some of the best friends on the planet, you included. Like, I have people, you have people, you can pick up the phone and call in a moment of crisis. I mean, it gets me emotional. I'm thinking about one person in particular, and I'm like, what would I have done if I couldn't pick up the phone and call her, right? Like, and say, hey, whoa, I need to talk this through. But what he says is a good friend feels like home. A good friend is honest with you. They can remind you of your power, support you in your healing. They revitalize your presence, and they hold the vision of your success. They can lift you up with joy and laughter and bring out the best version of you. They also remind us we can stop the performance and come forward the way we authentically feel.
And
go ahead,
I would say,
the rewind button. Yeah, listen to
I would
that
say
because...
that I am very fortunate to have a great deal of people like that in my life. But I have also been cultivating that field for a very long time. I show up for people all the time. And, you know, the other day I was going through it, and several months back, I had a friend that was going through it, and I just called him, and he's like, bro, I really needed you that phone call. And we talked for like a couple hours, and then I think I went over to his house and let him have, you know, his space and download. For the day I was going through it, guess who called? And I just, you know, we just had it out, and I really was so grateful that occurred, you know. And so maybe sometimes being there for someone allows them to be there for you. And so, and that's also how you develop these deep bonds.
And I don't know, you know, like when I don't know where I would have been without those support systems in place. And, you know, like I strongly encourage people to figure out who those people are, you know, who maybe you have three or four of those people that you know day or night, you can pick up the phone and they're going to answer it and they're going to talk you out. And a lot of times I always think if someone's being too quiet, you don't hear from somebody, you don't, you know, you're like, wait a minute, I haven't seen them on social media for a month. I haven't seen them out. Like, what's going on with them? You know, don't forget to check in on the quiet people, because a lot of times, and I know for me, I like to think I can solve my own world problems, but most recently in the last couple of months, I have not been able to, and I've had to reach out and get advice and see another perspective from a person's point of view that can look at the situation from the outside and say, well, the way I see this for you is X, and you're like, I would never have looked at it that way. And so I think it's really important to have these friendships, like he says, to remind you of your power, to feel like home, to support you in your healing. And also the greatest thing about the friendship part of this is that after all that, you go out and have a lot of fun with that same person. Because now you go out and you're like, let's just go to the lake, let's go to the bar, or whatever it is. And you're like, oh my God, this is so cool. Right? Like, because you're intimately involved with your friendships, just in the same way you're intimately involved with a partner. It's just without the sex, basically. That's it, really. That's
which
it.
Is fine. No, I'm kidding.
No, it's not.
Uh-huh.
The sex is very
important.
Know,
I think I think the other reason that that is so powerful is because they get to see the authentic you. And so you're showing up real. This is really what's going on in my life. It is a crazy shit show of excellence, but I'm not sure how to deal with it sometimes. And they're like, I love you. You're amazing. Be brave. Be strong. Walk forward with grace and love. You know, like, you're like, oh,
well, I had this lady share a story last night in one of my groups, and she said that she had a Tinder date or whatever, and she was going to go meet this guy for kayaking, and she was really embarrassed about the ropes that she was tying her kayak with. And she's like, I got to go buy these ties. I don't want this guy to see this, you know, this car all funky. And she said, right in the middle of saying that, she was like, I've known this person for 2 hours on Tinder, and I'm going to go spend $200 to buy ties to impress him. No, like, I am who I am. And if he doesn't like who I am, then he's not the right person. And I thought, if we all showed up like that, like, sorry, don't have my makeup on today, here you go, or sorry, you know, like that makes, I realized at that moment that she figured out how to be comfortable in her own skin and to say, here I am, this is who I am. I'm showing up as me, and if it vibes. And it's just like I saw, you know, this couple that was largely mismatched in size, and they were making out like crazy. And I was like, you know, one was really thin, one was really big. And I was like, it doesn't matter you're in love. Love and connection is connection. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter your race, your age, your anything. Like, I just loved the moment. I was like, that exists. Like, that connection exists. So, just for everybody out there who's wondering if they exist.
Of course it does.
Oh,
I mean,
that podcast went fast. I'm like, wait, we only have 2 minutes left.
It always does, my dear. It always does.
All right.
You know, I have one last quote that I want. That I felt like kind of summed up the book in not so many words. So it's, heal yourself, but don't rush. Help people, but have boundaries. Love others, but don't let them harm you. Love yourself, but don't become egotistical. Stay informed, but don't become overwhelmed. Embrace change, but keep pursuing your goals. And I really resonated with me when I read it, or listened to it, I should say. And I just wanted to share that as a last little reminder for all those out there that are going through it. So that's all I've got for you.
I don't think I can top that, because I just want to tell everyone, if you have time and you have Audible, download the book. It is worth the effort. It will help change the way you view relationships and prepare you for the relationship to come if you're single, or enforce and reinforce the connection you have if you're in a relationship right now and you may be struggling. It really takes the onus off the other person and puts it back on your own personal healing, and it lets you see your partner in a completely different light. It really does.
Yeah, and yourself, for that matter. And,
yes,
you know,
and yourself.
It allows you to be a little bit nicer to yourself, because you deserve that love, and not just from another, but from yourself. And once you cultivate that, that is when the real magic happens. When you are judging yourself or, you know, putting a noose around your neck for anything you've done in the past, like, then you can really walk free and be beautiful.
That's a bad decision bucket. All right. Have a wonderful day.
Love
everybody.
You all.
We so appreciate you. And see you next time.